Welcome to the Banking Reinvented podcast. Every week, we discuss how banks can progressively modernize their customer journeys and model business operations around their customers. You're listening to Tim Rutten, and I'll be joined by Backbase CEO and founder Jouk Pleiter and other senior banking leaders from around the globe. Ready to unpack how to re-architect banking together? Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's your host Tim Rutten here. Just like last week, we have a special episode for you this time. It's the second part of the Engage 2024 sessions, where we have a panel discussion with industry thought leaders on topics that really matter to you. So let's dive right in.
All right, then up next to the next keynote. Jouk already talked about how established we are as a European region in regards to banking, but we also know that we are all fighting for the hearts of our customers. We really want to improve their experiences, and they have to make some choices. The next speaker is going to make sure that those choices of our customers will be smarter, they will be easier, and they will be customer-centric. Our next speaker is here to answer one big question, and that is, how do we become the primary banking relation at scale? Can I please get a warm welcome for our Chief Product Officer, Karan Oberoi?
Let me start with a beautiful picture of food, right? So maybe that gives us a bigger dip. No, just kidding. The reason I have this picture here is it's a picture of a local artisanal bakery. And every weekend, I look forward to going there and getting my favorite breads and croissants. And you're wondering, what does that have to do with banking? But we'll get there. They're super friendly. They know my preferences. They will put all the amazing products in front of me. And it's someone you trust because of the relationship you've built over a long period of time, right? So I've been going there for a while. They know me. I start trusting them. And basically, there's more options available, but I don't choose to go anywhere else. And I guess in banking, we must strive to be like that trusted bakery. Sounds a bit strange, I know, but the whole point is you have great products and you're offering them with a personalized, attentive service. And that builds long-term loyalty. At least that's the formula that they apply. So where is that loyalty in banking today? In a recent report, 42% of consumers say they find it hard to distinguish between banks. And this is a global report, right? And it's quite interesting because that's nearly half the consumers in the market feel all the banks are very similar for them. There's not much of a differentiation. On top of that, 58% of consumers say their banks offer poor product advice, not according to their needs. So basically, they're saying, banks don't understand me. They don't personalize to my preferences. If any bank thinks I have a loyal base forever, we can look at Revolut, right? 45 million users in Europe and UK. And it's a bank that did not exist before 2016, right? So in a short period, they've managed to get 45 million users. But more importantly, in just the first half of this year, first 6 months of 2024, they added 7 million new users. So that's more than 1 million new customers every month. That's a crazy number, right? It shows you how dynamic that market is, and especially how they are attracting younger clients. Guess what? For most of the consumers out there in the banking space, probably looks a bit like buying bread from a supermarket instead of going to that artisanal bakery that I mentioned at the beginning, right? Yes, it serves your functional need. It covers everything you want, but there's no deep loyalty, right? So you don't connect with the brand. There's limited differentiation out there. And it's quite easy to switch. And in banking, especially supported with all the open banking regulations that have basically taken over all over the world. But it's also a unique opportunity in front of us. So basically, if the consumers are willing to move to a different bank or a different financial institution, then hopefully that's yours, right? That's what we are all trying for. So we need to think of how to attract those new customers with differentiating products and services. But we also need to think of how to delight our existing customers and make sure that you remain their bank of choice. We know it's extremely hard to do that. It's extremely hard to find new customers that are loyal, that are profitable, but more importantly, it's not easy to retain them. So I guess the question to ask ourselves, like we've heard this morning, how can you become the primary banking relationship for your customers? Love this slide. I always talk about the fact that engagement banking isn't about transactions, and I guess we all agree on that. It is about building those meaningful relationships. But for that, we of course need to understand our customers better. So we need to peel through all of those different layers, and we need to understand what segments are we serving. Let's see if the laser works. Not sure if that's visible. So what segments are we serving? Is it students, millennials, young professionals, affluence, a combination of them? That's a choice you can make based on who you're serving, right? Every bank in a different region is serving different segments. What is the ecosystem of those users? So who in their life, with whom in their life do they have a financial relationship? Could be their partner, could be a caregiver, could be an accountant. What moment or stage of life are they in? So what is their lifestyle? Maybe they are buying their first car, or maybe they're starting a business. And now imagine having the ability to completely tailor towards all of your different segments what each user sees in their app, right? So Jauk spoke about this morning as well. So within your apps, how do you see the different dashboards, each user seeing something different, the different navigation options, the different features or benefits you offer? Like maybe for the family accounts, you see their family segment, you see their family accounts. For affluence, easy or direct access to their investment capabilities. So that makes it so much more personalized to their tastes, right? That's the tailoring there. And also which support options they see. There's tons of different options you have. Maybe you want to push in chat for some of your segments, not all of your segments, or maybe chatbots for some of your segments. You can choose that, right? It doesn't have to be, again, one size fits all. We heard that from Jauk this morning. And the orchestration of all of this is exactly what we have launched on our platform natively, which is the ability to deliver tailored customer value propositions. And in our view, it helps you deliver optimized user experiences, because that's something that can really help you build that customer engagement that all of us have been going after. And we are also enabling this for your business customers. So think of maybe your sole traders may need help with their invoices or their taxes, while your small businesses may need help with a credit line or maybe with their payroll. And again, imagine if you give each of them a banking experience that is exactly what they need. And then we'll finally get to the end of the one-size-fits-all offering. So in our view, tailored customer value propositions is a real game changer, especially as that native capability on a platform. So you'll hear a lot about it also in our other sessions over today and tomorrow. But that's really something that gets me excited, because the possibilities are endless with what you can do there. So let's move from segments and now look further to the ecosystem of your users. So let's say your retail user may have kids, a partner, caregiver, accountant, and maybe they have a financial relationship with all of them or some of them. And the caregiver may be buying their groceries every day, right? So could be any combination. Now think if your bank could play a role in supporting this, supporting the users in their ecosystem for the financial part. Today, we are fully embracing this multi-user orchestration in our platform, so you can bring any of your offerings to life. But to make it more tangible, we are bringing one of those use cases to life completely end-to-end, and that is family banking. So with family banking, it's not a new concept, but it's how you enable it, right? How you execute on that in your banking apps. Kids get a bank account that is linked to their parents' account, right? So they have a tailored fun experience where they can get allowances, they can save money, they can spend money. But parents can teach their kids smart money habits early while having the oversight they need, right? So it's not just an account, but it's an account with the right controls. And it's the orchestration between what the parent does and what the child does. And as a bank, obviously you can attract those young customers early and hopefully build a loyal banking future together. So I hope this multi-segment, multi-user evolution of a platform shows you a ton of possibilities. But of course, we'll not stop here. So you've been hearing all day today, AI. Barry called it a buzzword, but we'll kick him later for that. But as Jauk and Thomas shared, we are going all in on AI, right? So we are ramping up all our different AI development centers. And our focus is on creating an intelligence fabric that serves both sales journeys as well as the servicing journeys. And with AI, we want to turbocharge the experience with that segment of one mindset. So are you guys familiar with the segment of one, right? It basically means, I spoke a lot about segments earlier, but you treat every single customer as an individual segment. So just imagine how many thousands or millions of segments some of you might be serving. But essentially, the power of data and AI makes that possible, because you can provide, you can leverage all the data and you can provide contextual nudges, contextual insights to all of those customers. So let's take you on a little tour. We want to go across that life cycle again, and we want to show you how we can apply the power of our intelligence fabric to all your different segments as we think of acquiring those new customers, activating your new-to-bank relationships, expanding and deepening your share of wallet, and finally, also retaining your customers with high satisfaction. So starting with the acquire phase itself, we could start bringing this intelligence as soon as your customers start entering either some of their personal data or financial data. And based on that, we can share various AI-based recommendations. So maybe the account type or the credit card or the package that might best fit their lifestyle. And once you acquire them, the real drill starts. Think of how you can activate them with nudges at carefully timed intervals. So you first see a recommendation to activate QR payments here. Could be any feature, right? The important part is it's only valid for 24 hours. So you create a sense of urgency to take an action. Or maybe a day later, you can get a virtual card instantly for some extra reward points. Or maybe before the end of the month, you just gently remind them, switch your salary to this new bank account and you'll get a higher interest rate. And such engagements can build habits, right? That's what we're going after. So the activation phase is about building habits. And that can effectively convert your new-to-bank customers to actively engaged users. So that's the focus in the activation phase. Similarly, you could expand your share of wallet also for your business customers. So you could provide a nudge for them to maybe apply for a business loan, like a line of credit or invoice financing. And finally, to make sure your customers remain loyal, you need to provide them the best-in-class engagement, right? So consider different insights at various life moments. Again, completely tailored to them. It's about, for example, peer benchmarking. So that shows you how you are doing compared to people like you in your demographic, in your economic situation. And similarly, tailored insights also for your SME clients so that they can be more confident about the business decisions based on their financial data that most of you hold, right, as a banking organization. In our view, Backbase is bringing together some of the most powerful capabilities to a single platform, and it's the ability to effectively serve multiple segments, multiple users in the ecosystem of your users, and every life moment across the different stages of a customer lifecycle. So our vision for Backbase is really to be that key growth platform. Yeah, we need to make sure that we can help you in growing, and that's the value we want to add. And the idea is that in doing so, we can help you become the primary banking relationship for all your customers. Great. So we spoke a lot about exciting capabilities for customers, for end users. Let's now move on and talk about your bank employees. Again, a big, huge topic for us. So how can we enable your bank employees to delight your customers? That's a key part of this equation as well. A few years ago, I heard an interview from Richard Branson that really resonated with me. Based on his own successful businesses like Virgin Airways, he shared his winning wisdom where he basically said, put your employees first and give them the best possible tools to do their jobs. Because if your employees are smiling, if your employees are happy, your customers will be happy. And if your customers are happy, your shareholders will always win as we think of becoming that primary banking relationship. And with our digital assist product, you heard again from Yaug this morning, we are really doubling down on both the human assist side as well as the AI assist side so that your employees can get the best tools to work with. And we want to help you modernize and simplify both your branch and your call center operations. So maybe some of you might even envision, I don't need a call center in the future, which is fine, but it's more thinking of how do I serve the customer in any way where there's a human element or maybe an AI element involved in the future. And we want to serve the need of that anchor platform, something that unifies your operations employee first. And you have the flexibility to do that either with a channel integration model, so you can stay with some of your status quo channels, and with Backbase next to it, we can power all of those journeys. But there's also an option where we can go full suite. You can fully embrace the Backbase platform, and we can become that unified workspace for all your frontline operations. Let's double click on what such a unified workspace looks like. In the middle of the screen, you see back-based digital assist. And we've designed it for multiple personas. So your customer support reps, your branch employees, your mid-office employees, your loan officers, your relationship managers in private banking, in commercial banking. And all of them have their own unique tailored workspaces. And for all those workspaces, Assist brings together all the banking data, all of the relationship data, all the support tools, all of the insights and intelligence, like the next best action for all your different employees, so that it surfaces up as soon as they want to take an action to support your customers. And of course, when needed, we also make it possible to integrate with your CRM of choice. Maybe it's Dynamics, maybe it's Salesforce, or any other external employee tool, right? So you want to basically bring all of those tools together and make sure there's one interface, there's one front end, there's one workspace for all of your employees. And for your RMs, we want to make it easy to provide digital advice. So here we are bringing together high tech with high touch so that there's a true white glove treatment for your most important customers, which usually the RMs are serving. And again, that could be private banking, that could be commercial. It doesn't matter. It's the exact same application. It's the exact same solution. And also, more excitedly, we are bringing something which is going to take servicing to the next level. Intelligent workflows to orchestrate any process, like re-KYC checks, maybe transaction disputes, product changes. Of course, truly hybrid. So it could be self-service, but it could also be your branch, your mid-office branch or other employees to support the end-to-end execution. So our goal is truly to supercharge employee productivity, right? So we want to support your employees to see a clear customer 360. And using contextual data, Assist can bring up smart actions even before your customers have described their problems. And agents can then take actions on behalf of your users. They can offer relevant upsell products and a lot more. And finally, we're bringing it all together to also enable you to create those differentiating servicing models per segment, whether it's self-service, human assist, or AI. With Backbase as that anchor platform, we can finally enable you to go beyond channels and think of unifying those operations. So a single platform offers you all these possibilities, helps you to be efficient, reduce your cost to serve your customers, your acquisition costs, and at the same time, grow your business. So improve your client loyalty, improve your share of wallet. We surely want to help you be like that trusted artisanal bakery instead of the supermarket, right? So offering great products with personalized, attentive service that hopefully builds long-term loyalty. So let's look at the key takeaways. We spoke about our vision to be one of the key growth platforms for you with the help of multiple segments, serving multiple users every moment in the life cycle, and being able to leverage AI and tailored experiences across the life cycle. So whether it's for acquiring your customers or for deepening your relationship, we want to make sure that we help you put your employees first and give them the best possible tools. So I hope these possibilities show you how we can be that growth platform for you and how we can help you become the primary banking relationship at scale. Thank you for listening. Do join our different product sessions tomorrow, where you'll see a lot of our vision in action, led by Yarno for business banking, Rachel for retail, and Leonard for private banking and wealth. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Karan. Really cool to see how our platform starts to help with understanding the needs of customers and then also helps you act on how to benefit from that insight. Exciting times. Now, Karan already proposed a little bit of yoga exercises. Maybe we can do a little bit of show of hands. Who of you is excited about the topic of integrations? Okay. Roland's team doesn't count. Okay, this is a pretty good number. And who of you thinks that integrations are among the highest risk of their digital transformation project? That's a lot less. Okay, I think we already swung the room a little bit in the right direction, Roland, because the next speaker is here to increase the number of hands that went up when I asked whether you were excited about integrations. He is the general manager of ecosystems. Please give a warm welcome to Roland Boye.
Thanks, Barry. Good afternoon. Guten Mittag, Gott Aftermittag, Dobar den, Buenas tardes. I hope you had a great and inspirational session with us so far here in the Hyatt. And after the earlier Engage sessions this year in Miami, Ho Chi Minh City, I'm really glad to be able to host you all here in our headquarter city of Amsterdam. I'd like to welcome you to the session where we will show you how we as Backbase will help and give you insights to transform your bank using our unified API, integrations, and data connectivity. As said, my name is Roland Boye, and I'm leading Backbase Ecosystems. And we will show you how we're doubling down our investments in the integration fabric. We will show you how we're launching our integration platform as a service called Grand Central, and how we're tying that in on building holistic partnership ecosystems. But before we go into the future, I first would like to go a few years back in time. Quite a number, actually. You already saw me struggling at the start, saying hi in 5 different languages. So imagine the frustration that these people have felt of each and every individual speaking a different language. The united dream that these people once had, building a tower up into the skies, went up in vain. Fully confused, unable to collaborate with one another. Nowadays, we would probably have solved it something like this: real-time translations. And let's watch a video of a new feature released 3 months back in ChatGPT.
I'm doing fantastic. How's your day going?
I'm doing great. I would like you to function as a translator. I have a friend here who only speaks Italian, and I only speak English. Every time you hear English, I want you to translate it to Italian. And if you hear Italian, I want you to translate it back to English. Is that good?
Perfetto. Mi chiedo, se le balene potessero parlare, cosa ci direbbero? Mike, she wonders if whales could talk, what would they tell us?
They might ask, how do we solve linear equations?
Potrebbero chiederci, come risolviamo le equazioni lineari?
Sicuramente, sì.
Certainly, yes.
That's cool, right? So let's now run a little thought experiment here. What if the people of the city of Babel would have had access to these kind of technologies? Having large language models supported real-time translations directly in their AirPods. Or even better, directly injected in their brains using Elon Musk's Neuralink. I bet that the tower would be up in the skies in no time. So let's go back to our world, banking industry nowadays. And tech ecosystems can, or let's be honest with one another, are quite messy. Often looking like this. Back to the city of Babel. Instead of different languages, the platforms and the products that we use all speak different data models, have unaligned API specifications. And you recognize the logos of some of those behind me. You might be working with some of them, and I'm absolutely sure you're working with way more than these. And don't get me wrong, these are great products, but integrating them in your platform is super hard, each and every one speaking a different language. And since I'm talking to a group of seasoned industry veterans in this room, I'm absolutely confident that each and every one of you have experienced the complexity of integrations. With your projects, deadlines not being met, explaining towards your board or your shareholders. So the reason that we were probably able to interest you in the session today is because you really feel this. Integrations are tremendously difficult and expensive. So let's look at some market facts. In a 2021 survey, C-level executives have been interviewed what they felt was the biggest impediment and risk for their core bank modernization programs. And they gave one very clear answer: integrations to external products and systems. In complex, outdated architectures, removing that spider web of integrations is really hard. Some might say it's an open heart surgery. Some might say it's a career-limiting move. And the cost of integrations are very much hidden in your organization. You don't have a simple line on your P&L statement that says these are the integration costs. These are very much ingrained in the different teams in your organization. So you might consider these the hidden monster under your bed. The monster under your bed is real. Let's all take 5 seconds to estimate how much percent of your IT budgets you're spending on integrations. According to Gartner, 60 cents of every IT dollar is being spent on integrations. And that's not only happening in our industry. That's basically a very much universal problem. Before I joined Backbase, I was working for ABN AMRO, a large Dutch bank covering roughly 1/3 of the Dutch population. I was leading the retail digital practice. I had the mobile banking app with more than 3.5 million active users, internet banking platform. I set up multiple fintech companies and I started the fintech investment fund, all doing well. Until I had one big realization moment. 70% of my team's energy was being spent on orchestration and integration activities. And that's time not spent on value creation toward your customers and towards the company. It's not only our bank that's doing that. If you would take a look inside of different banks, you see the same patterns happening at each and every bank, integrating towards the same systems, those orchestration activities. And as I'm Dutch, I hate wasting money, but I hate wasting energy even more. So that was the moment in my career I started pivoting, ending up here with Backbase with one single mission: delivering sustainable integration solutions to help banks across the world to move forward. The impact of that is happening with different banks. We see similar patterns. We see banks struggling with their agility, being locked in with partners they contracted over a decade ago, but cannot get out anymore. But that partner lost their edge long way back. We see banks with bloated architectures. It's almost impossible to create any change on that environment. And the cost of maintaining those architectures easily consume the larger part of your IT budgets, leaving little money left to do any value creation for your clients. So clearly it's time to rethink your integration strategy. And as Jouk shared this morning with us, out of the composable banking fabric, we will now zoom in towards the integration fabric. But what does an integration actually do? Let's make it simple. In a complex flow like business onboarding, the Backbase platform does the full orchestration of the platform and delivering many of those capabilities in the platform ourselves. But you have also certain touch points where you need connectivity to other platforms, to doing your AML check, to check the KYC and the identity of your client, to do business validation. And we've made sure to make that more easy that we've partnered up with the best fintechs in the market for those touch points. But if you want to work with another party, you can. We strongly believe in freedom and optionality in Backbase. Simply put another plug in one of those sockets. And we have a big ambition to grow the number of connectors on our platform. So let's take a look how other industries are doing that. Let's take a look to B2C platforms like Apple or B2B platforms like Shopify. They've built transparency and openness in their ecosystems, while at the same time, they're guaranteeing quality and delivering best-of-breed developer enablement. And to do so as Backbase, we need a state-of-the-art integration platform. As software systems started to grow, the proper architecture guidelines prescribed us to isolate those functionalities in different applications. So we did that. And if they needed to communicate with one another, we simply made a point-to-point integration. But then other applications needed to have communication also. So we built more. And you probably see where this is going. Before we knew it, we had a spider web of integrations. hard to govern, impossible to satisfy your audit department, hard to change, and very costly, and almost impossible to scale. So at the late 90s, a new concept was introduced. The Enterprise Service Bus, the ESB. Finally, we had one platform to manage all our integrations. And companies like IBM and TIBCO made true impact on the market. And all was going well. Until the cloud era arrived. These platforms have no API facilities. They're not scalable. We became extra painful as we moved in towards microservice-based architecture, exploding the number of applications and exploding the number of integrations. Then we went to the integration platform as a service, an IPaaS. They're fully based on the cloud themselves, ultimately scalable. And they have, by scratch, been designed to deal with web-based integration patterns. Fully API ready. Companies like MuleSoft move towards an ESB, towards an IPaaS, and new players like Workato made its debut. They give you brick and mortar, and often at hefty prices. But from that brick and mortar, you have to create your own house, and you have to maintain your own house. So the latest trend of integration platforms are industry IPaaSes. Taking all the best from the regular IPaaS, but adding deep sector value to it. For instance, with productized connectors to the most popular platforms and products for that industry. Merge and unified connecting towards all the global and local players in the HR world. And at the same time, connecting them towards that single unified API layer. But there's no single party doing this yet for the financial industry. So you can probably guess which wave Backbase will be serving next. So introducing to you the integration platform as a service, Grand Central, consisting out of a very important component of our integration fabric. Grand Central is making sure that all the trains and all the passengers are arriving exactly at the right destination. If we would condense the engagement banking platform for a minute, you can clearly see the cleanly decoupled architecture with Grand Central. We have a few layers over here. The first one is the unified API layer. We're working together with BIAN, the Banking Industry Architecture Network, the most popular framework on the globe. And we're closely following its standards. We're working together with Microsoft for the API management layer, straight with the top engineers from Redmond. It's running in a SaaS model, hosted and supported by Backbase in your region of choice. And all those layers are facilitating that we can 10x the number of connectors in different categories, core banks, CRMs, payment systems, fintechs, what have you. All those different platforms work with different data definitions for the attributes, but we are making sure that Grand Central works as a real-time translation engine towards the BIAN domain model. It consists out of mini Lego bricks, composable of functional and technical components. That total repository makes a new connector very easy to be created. And if you want to update that one, you only need to touch that single Lego brick that needs that little bit of delta. And as we work with a very popular and well-maintained open source framework, we have tons of enterprise integration patterns and data mapping facilities built in from scratch. So the picture we showed you before, all those platforms and products are still talking a different language. But by using Grand Central, it's a real-time translation engine towards our unified API layer, which is pre-integrated in towards the engagement banking platform. Tomorrow, Deepak Pandey, our Senior Director of Technology, will take an even deeper look under the hood of the platform. He really knows every bit and byte of this platform, so I highly recommend you to watch that session. From serverless technologies to AI-generated mappings, he will cover it all. Grand Central have been led by one principle. It should be open by design. It's easy to integrate into, easy to change, and easy to innovate on top. It's open for partners, launching next quarter. So if partners want to create another connector into our platform, they simply can create another plug in one of our sockets. Our clients can also make their own integrations. Finally, there's one single platform to manage all your integration, also to bespoke internal systems or other external systems. And as said, it's an open source framework, so you can bring all your integrations everywhere you want. So with Grand Central, you can finally make integrations the easy way, just like we do in Backbase. But our integration fabric is more than Grand Central and that immense portfolio of connectors. Building an ecosystem requires taking a holistic view of building partnerships. So we've built a marketplace full with partnerships. But why did we do that? Depending on the size of your organization, roughly every bank is working with more than 9 fintechs. But that's not simple. If you need to select the right fintech of those 26,000 ones available on the market, you have to assess the right product, the right technology, validating the compliance, validating the security, doing a financial health check on the fintech. So before you have your legal and procurement departments led towards a signing moment, you're months and months ahead. And if you then have that well-earned glass of champagne celebrating the signature, then the real work starts. The fintech will continue to update, new maintenance updates, new functionalities, and you need to process that too. So this might feel like a little bit depressing story. But luckily, Mayank Samaya, our director of marketplace, will give insights tomorrow how we are facilitating that as Backbase the easy way. And just as a sneak peek, some of the new partnerships we created recently. We created a relationship with Onfido, assisting banks across the world with their KYC solutions and their identity verification services. With Middesk, know your business capabilities, really smoothing the onboarding processes for new business parties. Journey, giving your clients the chance to directly book meetings in your advisor or support. So that's becoming the easy way. Directly with video capabilities included, it will increase the operational efficiency of your organization. And DocuSign, the most famous e-signature provider on the globe. With digital contracts, you can increase the conversion of your funnels, at the same time satisfying your legal department by increasing the level of non-repudiation of your platform. We created partnerships on the Grand Central platform with core banking providers like Mambu, Jack Henry Scimitar, and FIS, and many more to come. And I'm super proud to announce today our partnership with Fidsai, because fighting fraud has never been more important than in this digital age. Even if we would ignore the impact on the trust of our brands, the operational expense of fraud is simply huge. And I've spoken to people that lost all their savings and their pensions due to fraudsters. And I've heard the fear in my father's voice when he called me he was being scammed. So I honestly feel that it's our joint responsibility to protect the assets and the money of all our clients, family members, and friends. And Fidsai is assisting in that. With thousands of physical and cognitive patterns, they detect anomalies. And those are deeply integrated in towards the Backbase identity framework. So only stepping up in authentication when it's really required, finding that balance between risk and user experience. We shared with you how we're launching our integration platform as a service, Grand Central, with an immense portfolio of connectors. We showed you that we will build partnerships the easy way. If you want to know more about this topic, Deepak, Mayank, I are here today and also tomorrow. And if you want to plan a deep dive, our account executives are happy to facilitate planning that session. So once again, thanks for your attention and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to Banking Reinvented, a podcast by Backbase. Make sure to follow both Jauke and myself on LinkedIn, where we will be sharing key insights about our journey towards modernizing banking.